Thank you, Matthew. I wouldn't necessarily call this a keynote. I'm going to take about 5 minutes for some opening remarks because I know the substance that Zila and Andrew and the rest of NFA staff is far more interesting than anything I could say here. But welcome, and thank you for all attending. It's nice to see everywhere I look so many friends from my days in the swap dealer community and so many former NFA colleagues here. So thank you for coming. This is the third of three, put an asterisk on that, three workshops that we're doing this spring. We did one in Chicago a few weeks ago. We were here yesterday talking FCM issues, and today, obviously, we're here doing swap dealer issues. I see some of you here today who were here yesterday as well, and since my jokes fell flat yesterday, I've crossed them out of my remarks. So don't worry, you don't have to hear them again. I mentioned an asterisk on the three workshops because I've been hearing rumors that we may be thinking about doing something in London in the fall. So if your firm has folks in London, keep your eyes open for that. The few areas that I want to talk about start with just more of an esoteric question. You know, first, what are we all really doing here? You know, why am I here giving a keynote slash opening remarks? Why have you all taken time out of your very busy schedules to hear what we have to say? And I started thinking about this last week when I heard a keynote address from CFTC Acting Chairman Caroline Pham, when she highlighted that the Commodity Exchange Act mandates an effective system of self-regulation. So that's why we're all here. An effective system of self-regulation requires, I believe, and we at NFA believe, robust interaction between the SRO and our member firms. And the information that we share today is really focused on fostering that effective system of self-regulation, fostering a dialogue. We want you to ask questions. We want you to make comments. If this turns into a robust discussion of all of these issues, we're all better off because of it. And we really focus on this area and call it member engagement. And Dale Spoljarek, a vice president from Chicago, is here, and he'll be speaking about member engagement opportunities later in the morning, but we really do value that engagement, so please participate at this event and in future events that we have, and then in the items that Dale is going to mention on member engagement. A few areas beyond member engagement. First, I want to talk about the exam program generally of swap dealers. So we've passed the 10-year mark when we first embarked on our exam program, where we started on chief compliance officers. Some of you may shudder thinking of those first round or two of exams, and maybe rightfully so. We were really getting our feet under us. Those exams were very long, they were very complicated, and we really put firms through their paces on policies and procedures and spent a lot of time with firms. And I think a lot of people at firms ended up pulling out a lot of their hair at the time, as did we at NFA. But one of the things we've been focused on over the last 5 years is to really mature the program, to get beyond those sort of long, drawn-out exams where we're focused on policies and procedures and really just focusing on testing substantively what you do each day. Let's look through a process. Let's walk through a control framework. Let's see how this works. Let's test it, and then let's move on. I know exams still feel long, but they are shorter than they used to be. Our goal is to continue to mature our program. And by maturing it, I'm talking about the way that we approach certain areas. So over the last year or so, you may have noticed we added areas into exams that we hadn't tested before, like really testing swap valuation disputes, risk data filings, really testing how those data points are compiled within the firm to provide to NFA under the rules. The control frameworks around those, what's the integrity of the processes? And this was new for a lot of firms, and it was new for us testing it, but these are data points we get regularly from firms, and we thought it was a good idea to go out and really work with firms on how that data is compiled and what the framework is around it, so we're all assured that the data we're receiving is accurate. It's been a useful process, I think. Some firms may think otherwise, but we're looking for opportunities to continue to do things like that. I do want to mention risk management because some of you may have noticed that exams of risk management may feel a little bit different or maybe a lot different than they used to. the way we've approached risk management in a maturing program is to really delve deeper in particular areas of risk management. You may have had an exam previously where we looked generally at risk management and you didn't have findings or you had minimal findings, and now we're looking much more deeply into specific areas of risk management and noting deficiencies in an exam report. And firms have said to us, wait a minute, you looked at risk management a few years ago and you didn't tell us this. And the reason for that is we're looking at things differently. We're looking at things more deeply. And we're going to continue to do that and engage with firms. And I think that's a healthy way for us to approach exams. It's a healthy way for us to share our views on how firms are complying with rules and what areas firms could potentially improve on. So we're not doing that to try to catch you in non-compliance areas. We're doing that as we continue to evolve and our interactions with firms continue to evolve. So I'm happy to take any questions on that or comments on that or anything else for that matter right after my remarks or later on the break, because I'll stay around for a couple of hours. One other thing I want to mention before I turn it back to Matthew is our engagement with the CFTC and our relationship with the CFTC. It is a very close relationship, and it remains close through administration transitions in Washington, D.C. A couple of examples of the closeness of our relationship. We have NFA officers and staff who sit on all of the CFTC advisory committees. Officers meet with the chairman quarterly and all the commissioners quarterly, and we have regular meetings with key senior staff of the commission. So we are very in tune with what their agenda is, and they're very in tune with what our agenda is. And we talk about exams. We talk about potential rules that we may want to issue or interpretive notices that we may want to issue. And we also talk about their proposals. When the commission puts out a proposal, we review it to determine whether or not there are impacts on our markets or our members, and we often will comment on proposals from the CFTC. So if anybody wanted to review any of our comments, they're all available on our website. And you should, if you haven't, go to our website and sign up for NFA communications so you could get all the latest and greatest from NFA. And mentioning the CFTC, our relationship with them, as I mentioned, remains constant, even in times now where it seems like there's some turmoil or uncertainty in Washington, D.C., which there appears to be. But Acting Chairman Caroline Pham has been a commissioner for many, many years, and we know her very well, and she knows NFA very well, and she's a strong supporter of NFA, a strong supporter of self-regulation. Brian Contends, who's the nominee to be permanent chair, was a commissioner for many years. He knows us very well. We know him very well. He is a strong supporter of NFA and a strong supporter of self-regulation. So we're not in a mindset now where we feel like there is going to be change for us coming out of Washington, although there's change in Washington. So I wanted to just share that as our point of view on NFA's program, and generally our role as a self-regulatory organization. So I will stop there. I'm happy to take any questions or comments at this point, or I will just turn it back over to Matthew. Okay. Thanks very much.